The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
When you have an email address that starts with your name, you know, in my case, Kevin. Well, in fact, I have a bunch of email addresses that are kevin@whatever.com or kevin@whatever.net. So a lot of times I'll get emails that will have the subject line of, Kevin, I have a question for you. 9 times out of 10, it's spam. And because they have my name in my email, they are able to use that. I guess if I used a pseudonym, if, you know, back in the old days when I used my AOL address, I was kmason1999. So if I ever saw an email address to kmason1999 or said, hey, kmason1999, I pretty much knew it was spam. Now, because I've been using my first name as part of an email address for so long, I get so many solicits a day. And while you just want to delete them, every 1 out of 10 is something where somebody's addressing me and they just, the way they put it in the header. And, well, I'm glad I didn't delete it. But I guess that's the tough part about having, well, a custom email name. I guess I could go back to something nonsensical. That's not professional. Just a thought. Back to the email.